so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, Boogieing Back to Texas, which is what we do every Wednesday night, live, right here on the Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for tuning in.
Calling for snow in Amarillo, it's a Lone Star Christmas Eve. From San Antonio to San Angelo, the chili pepper lights are blinking red and green. To all of you, from all of us, have a big old Texas Christmas.
Daddy's got the brisket smoking, and Mama's soaking black-eyed peas. Fireplace is roaring, Grandpa's a soaring, the kids are watching Rudolph on TV. To all of you,
from all of us, have a big old Texas Christmas.
Have a big old Texas Christmas, wherever you may be.
From Beaumont, California,
to Houston, Tennessee. To all of you, from all of us, have a big old Texas Christmas.
Woo! All right.
From all of us, have a big old Texas Christmas.
Have a big old Texas Christmas.
To every girl and boy, from Austin, Minnesota,
to El Paso, Illinois. To all of you, from all of us,
have a big old Texas Christmas. To all of you, from all of us,
have a big old Texas
Christmas.
Ooh, ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas, y'all, from Austin, Texas.
Wake up, Grandpa, it's time to eat.
Where's Willie? He's got something for me.
Yeah, well, last year when I had the opportunity to do a holiday show, I passed on that opportunity. I figured we'd all heard enough holiday music, whether it's in restaurants or bars or stores for sure. And who needed even more? But after doing some digging, I've found a number of songs about the holidays from Texas musicians that I just hadn't heard before, including the one that you just heard, Big Old Texas Christmas from Phil Vassar, featuring Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel. That came from the album of the same name. And next up, we're going to hear a couple of songs with a different take on two Christmas icons, Santa Claus and, oh yeah, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. We're going to lead off with George Jones and My Mom and Santa Claus.
Well, I saw Mommy in her nightgown. She was jumping all around, dancing with old Santa Claus. The record kept playing and Mommy kept a-saying old Santa wasn't built for the cause. His tummy kept a-shaking and Mommy kept a-making jokes about the look in his eye. I'll make a little bet, I'll never forget Mommy dancing with Santa that night. Well, it was Christmas night and all was quiet and I was in my bed. And something woke me from the other room, so I thought I'd better take a little peek. I sneaked up to the old keyhole and took a little look inside. And the sight I saw, how it shocked me so, I like to jump out of my hide. There was my mommy in her nightgown. She was jumping all around, dancing with old Santa Claus. The record kept playing, Mommy kept saying, oh, but I got another look or two. Well, there was my mommy in her nightgown. She was jumping all around, dancing with old Santa Claus. The record kept a playing, and Mommy kept a saying, old Santa wasn't built for the cause. His tummy kept a shaking, and Mommy kept a making jokes about the look in his eye. I'll make a little bet, I'll never forget Mommy dancing with Santa that night.
You've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather, he had to call in sick, so he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck. Leroy said, hey, I'm on my way, and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, just calm down, cause we've all got a job to do. And like it or not, Leroy's in charge and he's gonna be leading you. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, hooked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. He's just a down-home party animal, two-stepping across the sky. He mixed jingle bells with a rebel yell and made history that night. Before that night was over, Leroy had changed their tune. He had them scooting a hoof on every single roof by the light of a neon moon. Santa wrapped his bag with a Dixie flag, he was having the time of his life. And you could hear him call, Merry Christmas, y'all, and all of y'all a good night. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, hooked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. Just a down-home party animal, two-stepping across the sky. He mixed jingle bells with a rebel yell and made history.
Yeah, that was Joe Diffie with Leroy the Redneck Reindeers. Joe was born in Oklahoma, and his family moved to San Antonio when he was still in grade school. They moved to Washington for a bit, and they ultimately landed back in Oklahoma. But then Joe went back to Texas, working on some oil wells in Alice, Texas, before he became full-time songwriter and performer. Before Joe, we heard The Possum, George Jones, and My Mom and Santa Claus. George was born in Saratoga, Texas, in the East Side. He had a tough childhood. He had an alcoholic father who would come home drunk with his buddies, wake up George, and demand that George sing for them. You'd think that would turn George against singing, but just kind of the opposite. Alcoholism seemed to run in the family. George drank a lot, and his decline in health led to his missing a whole bunch of shows, and it earned him the name of No Show Jones. He did have a great voice, and his phrasing it's unparalleled in country music, I think. And he had more than 150 hits. So it is holiday time here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and now we're going to turn to a few negatives that can happen during the holiday season, and we're going to start off with Buck Owen and his song, Christmas Shopping.
I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane. Doggone this Christmas shopping. Well, I wonder if we'll ever get through. I tried to get everybody something that they wanted, but I didn't know what to get you. I read the kids' letters to Santa Claus. I read them over one by one. And I'd surely like to get my hands on the fella that said Christmas shopping's fun. I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane. Well, I must have walked 100 miles or more. I went to every store in town. My feet started swelling and my head started aching, and I couldn't find a place to sit down. But to tell you the truth, well, I really don't mind it. I could even walk another mile. 'Cause on Christmas morning when they open up the presents, well, it's worth it just to see them smile. I got 10 toy soldiers for Billy Joe. I got a coloring book for Sue. I got a little toy train for Danny Boy and a cowboy suit for Lou. I got a talking baby doll for Cindy. I got a pair of roller skates for Jane. And baby, if we ever have any more kids, Christmas shopping's gonna drive me insane.
Drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be some hard times this year. No tree or stockings or presents, just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new Frigidaire for Mama. No toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him. Quit his job last Friday, cashed his last paycheck, and Ma ain't seen a cent. The cupboards are empty, the phone's turned off. Where we gonna come up with the rent? We ain't seen Daddy for 2 days and nights. Tommy's pa said he saw him at the track. Daddy, lay down that bottle. If you hear my prayer, your mama and me want you back. Got a call from the sheriff, said Dad wrecked a family car. They arrested him and threw him in the tank. We'll get you out Christmas morning.
morning. If we can raise a bale, Daddy, please don't take another drink. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Gonna be no happy new year. No tree or stockings or presents, just bottles of Christmas cheer. No new frigidaire for Mama, no toy train for Brother Jim. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him. Daddy's drinking up our Christmas. Don't know what's gonna become of him.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. And my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
That was Merle Haggard, and If We Make It Through December, sad yet kind of hopeful song, I think, at the end. Merle was born in California, and he lived there a bunch of his life. He's a Texas musician, by my definition anyway, because when he was 14, he ran away to Texas from California with a buddy, and they spent a year hopping trains and traveling around the state. Before Merle, we heard Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, and Daddy's Been Drinking Up Our Christmas. The band started in Michigan in 1967, and they moved to California and hit the relative big time back then. Its lead guitarist was Bill Kirchen, who lived in Austin as well as an area of South Austin called Manchaca, depending upon if you're really from the state or not. He eventually came to be known as the Titan of the Telecaster by Guitar Player magazine. He's got a lot of interesting history, which we'll explore in some later shows. And we got off with Buck Owens and Christmas shopping, a problem that I'm sure we've all dealt with. Buck was born in Sherman, Texas, way up on the Red River, the border between Oklahoma and Texas. His family moved around during the Dust Bowl and the Great Depression, and he lived in Fife, Washington for a bit. He met his longtime guitar player and great friend Don Rich in a restaurant in South Tacoma. He moved to Bakersfield, California, and his career took off, and with it, the Bakersfield sound, and along with Merle Haggard, whom we just heard, and later Dwight Yoakam, worked on that sound as well. He eventually joined with Roy Clark in hosting Hee Haw, which was supposed to be country music's answer to Laugh-In, and it outlasted Laugh-In by a lot. It ran for 231 episodes for over 24 seasons. You're listening to The Holiday Show here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening. And thanks to our supporters, too, including Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company, providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979 at 206-463-3137. And the voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Vashon Real Estate for their support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. So we're going to shift gears musically because, as we've heard, not everyone is dancing around the Christmas tree. It can be a bluesy time for some, including Freddie King, and he sheds some Christmas tears.
I have sleigh bells ringing, but I haven't heard a word from you in years. Everybody's singing Merry Christmas as they watch the starry skies filled with reindeer. Everybody's singing Merry Christmas as they watch the starry skies filled with reindeer. Though you've been gone for a long, long time, it's Christmas and I can't get you off of my mind. It seems since you've been gone like 100 years or more. But if you was here with me, I could hang Merry Christmas on my door. I need you, darling, to hold me tight. I need you, dear, on this Christmas night. As I sit and think of the lonely, I can't help but cry. Christmas tears, whoa, Christmas tears.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure did treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. Gave me a diamond ring for Christmas. Living in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. Got good music on my radio. Well, I wanna kiss you, baby, while you're standing beneath the mistletoe. Down the chimney about a half past three, left all these pretty presents that you see before me. Merry Christmas, pretty baby, you sure been good to me. Well, I haven't had a drink this morning, but I'm all lit up like a Christmas tree. Ooh.
Oh yeah, that was Charles Brown with Merry Christmas Baby. He's got good music on the radio. I hope you do too. That song was first released in 1949. He also wrote and recorded Please Come Home for Christmas. That was released in 1961. Charles was born in Texas City, which is down the coast of the Gulf of Mexico from Houston. His mother died when he was a baby, and his father died a few years later when he got hit by a train. And so his grandparents raised him and insisted on a strong education, including piano lessons. He went to Prairie View A&M, which is near Houston, and majored in math and chemistry. Eventually got into music, back into music, and by the time Merry Christmas Baby was released, he was known as the Black Bing Crosby. Those two songs, Merry Christmas Baby and Please Come Home for Christmas, are in the top 10 bestsellers of all time, if you include the covers of all of them. Before Charles, we heard Freddie King and Christmas Tears. That came off of the Blues Blues Christmas album, Volume 3. And Freddie is from Gilmer, Texas, was from Gilmer, Texas, and it's the same town as Don Henley of the Eagles. We are here on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon during the holiday season. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host, spinning some holiday music from a variety of Texas musicians. We're going to slide into a song that's, well, not really the blues, but it's good advice. Here is Joe Tex, and I'll Make Every Day Christmas for My Woman.
As a little boy, I used to say, if and when I grew up, I wanted to find myself a woman. But I wanted the kind of woman that would love, want, and need me as much as my mama loved, wanted, and needed my dad. I said to myself, I said, if I'm lucky enough to find this kind of woman, I'll never go away and leave my woman the way he went away and left his. Well, I found me one. I found the kind of woman that I dreamed of finding as a little boy. And that's why I'll make every day seem like Christmas. Affection. Oh, mistletoe, but I'll kiss her so sweetly, and I'll hold her so gently, that she
K-Star, and everybody's waiting for the man with the bag. Kay was born on a reservation in Oklahoma. Her father was a full-blooded Iroquois Native American, and her mother was part Native American and part Irish. They moved to Dallas, and at age 7, Kay was singing on the radio, and by age 10, she had her own 15-minute radio show, and she's earning $3 for each show. Not bad during the Depression. In her career, she sang jazz and pop and country, and she was successful in all of them, but her roots were in jazz. And Billie Holiday called her the only white woman who could sing the blues. 4K, we heard Joe Tex with I'll Make Every Day Christmas for My Woman from his album First on the Dial from 1967. He was born in Rogers, Texas, but his mother moved to Baytown, which is east of Houston, and very close to LaPorte, Texas, where Terry and I lived for a couple years. He entered a bunch of talent shows, and he won one that paid him $350, and he went to New York, where he competed in the amateur portion of the Apollo Theater contest, and he got a contract with King Records when he was 19. He later perfected some dance moves and microphone stand moves that later Little Richard claimed that were stolen by James Brown. And there's a long section of history about the rivalry between James Brown and Joe Tex. Joe Tex claimed that James Brown stole a whole bunch of things from him. You're listening to Holiday Music with obscure information about Texas artists on Boogie Back to Texas. With your host, Jeff Fletcher, you heard of the 12 days of Christmas. Well, Destiny's Child thinks that 8 is enough. That is, 8 days of Christmas is enough. Let's hear about that.
You know, Christmas was made for the children. Destiny's Child. G Christmas. Destiny's Child.
Day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a pair of Chloe shades and a diamond belly ring. On the seventh day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a nice back rub, then he massaged my feet. On the sixth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a crop jacket with dirty denim jeans. On the fifth day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the point that he wrote for me. Feeling that it feels so good, feel so in love, 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 love. If he only knew what he does to me, my man, my baby.
Oh, it makes me feel so sexy,
I'm so in la 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 love. How I love him for his generosity, my man, my man, my baby.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
It feels lovely.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
It feels so lovely.
Doesn't it feel like Christmas?
Whoa. Christmas, my baby gave to me a candlelit dinner just for me and my honey. On the third day of Christmas, my baby gave to me a gift certificate to get my favorite CDs. On the second day of Christmas, my baby gave to me the keys to a CLK Mercedes. On the first day of Christmas, my baby gave to me quality T.I. and me.
Feeling that it feels so good, he feels so in la 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 love.
If he only knew what he does to me, my man, my baby.
Oh, it makes me feel so good.
Generosity, my man.
That was Houston's own Destiny's Child with 8 Days of Christmas from the album of the same name. Of course, the best-known iteration of Destiny's Child was Beyoncé Knowles, Kelly Rowland, and Michelle Williams. Originally, Toya Luckett and Latavia Robertson were part of the group, but they didn't like the manager, and the manager just happened to be Matthew Knowles. They said that Matthew favored Beyoncé and Rowland, so they left. They were replaced by Michelle Williams and Farrah Franklin, but Farrah left. And then the group just remained as a trio, and pretty successful one at that, I think. Thanks for listening to Holiday Music on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks to our supporters, including Airlift Northwest, providing life-saving air medical transport 24 hours a day in our community and throughout the region. For more information, visit uwmedicine.org/airlift-nw. And VOV programming support is provided by Quartermaster Cottage, where the harbor view showcases each season from the front deck. The spacious interior is always bright, and the location offers access to island activities as well as relaxing walks on the beach. Open year-round at www.quartermastercottage.com. Well, I think it's time for some snacks, some cookies. with two Texas musicians who are icons in their own right. And we're going to lead off with George Strait and Christmas Cookies.
I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now Christmas cookies are a special treat. The more she bakes, the more I eat. And sometimes I can't get myself to stop. Sometimes she'll wait till I'm asleep, and she'll take the ones that I didn't eat and put those little sprinkly things on top. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now those sprinkly things just make things worse, 'cause it makes them taste better than they did at first, and they're absolutely impossible to resist. Some disappear to who knows where, but I make sure that I get my share, and those kids just stand there waiting for the ones I miss. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, sugar. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. She gets mad if they're all gone before she gets the icing put on. Sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. Now there's a benefit to all of this that you might have overlooked or missed. So now let me tell you the best part of it all. Every time she sticks another batch in the oven, there's 15 minutes for some kissing and a hugging. That's why I eat Christmas cookies all year long. Christmas cookies, sugar. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. The ones that look like Santa Claus, Christmas trees and bells and stars. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe. I sure do like those Christmas cookies, babe.
I'm only 5 years old. I've got to do just what I'm told. Santa Claus is gonna be dropping in on me. Is there something I might have missed? I had quite a few things on my list. I hope he can fit it all under that Christmas tree. Now I know what he likes for a late night snack. For years now it's been bringing him back milk and cookies. He'll come and go without a sound again, but how in the world does he get in? He got a chimney. Close my eyes and concentrate, try to sleep, it's getting late. All night long I lie awake, till Santa's gone, I just can't wait. But could there be something I might have missed? I had quite a few things on my list. I hope he can fit it all under that Christmas tree. Sneak a peek down the hall. I've got to check now. I don't recall the milk and cookies.
I think I'm sure I've got it all. The stockings hung along the wall and got a chimney. Close my eyes and concentrate. I gotta sleep now, it's getting late. All night long I lie awake till Santa's gone. I just can't wait, I just can't wait, I just can't wait. It could be something I might have missed. I had quite a few things on my list. I hope he can fit it all under that Christmas tree. I hope he can fit it all under my Christmas tree. Get that harmonica under there. You can fit a guitar under there and a cowboy hat and bicycle maybe. Don't know what he's gonna do with that horse.
That was Clint Black, and he was raised in Katy, Texas, near Houston, and a song Milk and Cookies from his album Looking for Christmas. I discovered quite a few things about Clint that I didn't know. For example, he quit his career for 3 years to be with his newborn daughter and his wife, Lisa Hartman, who also is from Houston, and you may remember her as an actress on Knott's Landing, among other places. Another interesting thing, which is a unfortunately pretty common thing, he had a dispute with his manager at one time that involved multiple lawsuits and the delay of the release of an album for an entire year. And the more I do this show, the more I realize the hold that managers and labels have had over their artists and how complex the industry is and how you really need a good and honest-to-you lawyer anyway. Before Clint, we heard another musical icon, George Strait from Poteet, Texas, strawberry capital of the world, and his love for Christmas cookies. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher. Tonight, we are featuring Texas musicians playing holiday music, and we've heard some swings, some country, some blues. Next up are a couple of songs with influence from south of the border. First up is a song made famous by Jose Feliciano, sung here by country artist Clay Walker. Feliz Navidad.
Hey, come on in, everybody. Good to see you. Mucho gusto. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero ano y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero ano y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas, I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, prospero ano y felicidad.
Special cookies. stay higher than the angel on the top of the tree.
Don't get caught up in the hustle and the bustle. This time of year ain't supposed to be so stressful. Here's two easy silent nights and finding your own paradise with whatever family you might call your home.
And I hope you have a really, 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 really nice Christmas. And may it be a lot more green than blue. Yeah, I hope you have a really, 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 really nice Christmas. And a really happy new year too.
That was Kacey Musgraves. She's from a little burg called Golden, Texas. That's 75 to 100 miles east of Dallas. And the song, A Willie Nice Christmas, was obviously Willie Nelson. That came from her album, A Very Kacey Christmas, that came out just last year. She's one of the few in country music who some have called progressive. She sings about the acceptance of LGBTQ. She talks about recreational marijuana, as you could hear there. Hope you stay higher than the star on the Christmas tree. And even safe sex. And we may not consider these topics really, really progressive here on Vashon, but we don't seem to be the norm in the country, especially on days like today. Before Kacey and Willie, we heard Clay Walker from Vidor, Texas, and his song was Feliz Navidad. And we heard Clay last week with the song Dreaming with My Eyes Wide Open. So we are going to go out the door with an experience that we have all had gathering with family on the holidays. Here's a live version of Robert Earl Keane's Merry Christmas from the family. Sing along, as most of the audience does. Robert Earl Keane.
Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk at a Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog. Little sister brought her new boyfriend. He was a Mexican. We didn't know what to think of him. Tell us, sang Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. Brother Ken brought his kids with him. The three from his first wife, Lynn, and the two identical twins from his second wife, Marinelle. Of course, he brought his new wife, Kay, who talks all about AA. Chain smoking while the stereo plays Noel, Noel, the first Noel. The time. turkey, turn the ball game on. Mix margaritas when the eggnog's gone. Send somebody to the quick pack store. We need some icing and extension cord. A can of bean dip and some dying rights. A box of tampons, some Marlboro Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family. Fran and Rita drove from Harlingen. I can't remember how I'm kin to them. But when they tried to plug their motor home in, they blew our Christmas lights. Cousin David knew just what went wrong, so we all waited out on our front lawn. He threw a breaker and the lights came on, and we sang Silent Night, oh Silent Night. Carve the turkey, turn the ball game on. Make Bloody Marys, cause we all want one. Send somebody to the stop and go. We need some celery and a can of baked snow. A bag of lemons and some diet Sprites. A box of tampons, some Salem Lights. Hallelujah, everybody say cheese. Merry Christmas from the family.